TAs make an average of $10,000 a year and until now have had free health insurance. The union says paying the new proposed $9 a month premium amounts to a pay cut because the state is offering only a minimal salary increase. A strike on the Madison campus would affect thousands of undergraduate students as they prepare for exams in early May. Union spokesperson Jonathan Puthoff says TAs teach core classes in all the major departments.
Sociology and chemistry and all sorts of mathematics, for example. These are all departments that are TA intensive. I think more likely than not, any given student on campus is going to have a class that is affected.
It would be disruptive if there were to be a job action, if they were to go on strike, and we very much hope they won't do that.
UW Provost Peter Speer says university administrators support the TA's efforts to get a contract that would keep their salaries in line with their peers at other large state universities. The current contract offer leaves them $2,000 to $3,000 short of that, but Karen Timberlake at the Department of Employee Relations says the state has had to cut back raises for all state employees to balance the state budget. She says the state has already offered the TAs more than the 1% raise most state employees will get next year. She says there's still time for the union to come back to the bargaining table.
There is still room to move. We are absolutely ready for them to come and talk to us about other ways that they'd like to see the various proposals reshaped, and there's still time to get this done.
If the two sides do reach agreement, the state legislature would have to approve the new contract. Timberlake says lawmakers have scheduled floor time in late April when that could happen. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.